Chapter 13. The venue for the spirits competition was the type of place that was easily transformed. The blank slate it was a few days ago was covered by table arrangements with pristine white linens, appropriate glasses at each tasting station, elegant serving staff and bartenders, and finally, the all-encompassing mood of the drapery and soft lighting. It was like heaven's private bar. There were two large rooms, a small lounge which led to the restrooms, and the out-of-sight kitchen. The stage was in the largest room. It was big enough that the DJ setup was off to the side and out of the way so that the MC could freely move about. Plus, there was a long table with eight chairs up there for the judging panel of each category. What's the plan now that you're all set up? Jordan and Max made their way from the bathrooms back to the main ballroom where she had to get to work. The opening reception, they want faster upbeat music, so it's not too different from my usual. I'll be doing that in between each category, too. The only music I'll need while the judges are up here is just some small interludes while they tally the scores, that kind of thing. This crowd doesn't look like our usual club crowd, though. Yeah, no kidding. Each category will have its own genre of music, but I'm trying to save the quieter stuff for the cognacs and brandies. Max went through a door at stage right and up the small ramp to the backstage. Jordan followed behind her, holding open the program for the two-day event.
Girl, there's a lot of categories on here. You need to do genre changes for each one?
Oh no, only for the biggies. The director told me most of the judging will happen while I'm up here doing my set, but tomorrow is when they'll have breaks for someone to talk about the categories and present the awards. I hope it's not boring.
Do you really care?
They arrived at her setup, which was a high table, her equipment on it and ready to go, her box for the gear, and a small supply of bottled water. I guess not. They're paying me great for this weekend, and Ty has live bands at the club, so I don't have any worries about missing out there. Max assured Jordan that he was mostly free to roam about. Even if she needed to take a break and use the bathroom, she could program the playlist for autopilot for a few minutes. These folks wouldn't know the difference. Her contribution is merely for background and keeping the energy moving. It wouldn't be like a bar where the din is impenetrable. Here, people were expected to talk and be able to hear each other. Each company entered in the competition was given a station with whatever they needed for providing drink samples. There were portable bars for those that required sinks and ice, but the wine stations were round tables covered in linens. There were two types of beer stations. Elaborate ones with actual taps, of which there were only two, and then there were the types that offered bottled varieties most popular for the craft brewers. All of the fruit garnishes were provided by the kitchen, although any distillers wanting to bring their own were welcome to do so. If someone was that uptight about the quality of lime provided, it was up to them to upgrade. Jordan excused himself from Max's booth so that she could focus and he could look for Ty. He found the Bachelor's Vodka station, where Ty stood next to someone Jordan didn't recognize. She was quite tall and thin, though her bare shoulders told the world she worked out. Her evening dress was a long blue sequined gown with a flashy slit nearly to her hip. Ty gave Jordan a huge hug, which was the only thing that could have interrupted his fidgeting behind the small bar.
Jordan, this is Rochelle, my lovely assistant and companion for these two stressful but wonderful days.
So nice to meet you. Her voice was a little forced in smokiness and exuded sensuality. Jordan knew Ty had a weakness for beautiful trans women. Rochelle was perfect. She looked great, sounded good, and had aftermarket breasts that would distract anyone regardless of orientation. She was the absolute ace in Ty's sleeve for making sales and contacts at special events like this. She also made a great beard for Ty when he needed a date for anything that wasn't held in the village.
Rochelle, I've heard so much about you. I can't believe we've never had the chance to meet and talk.
I will be busy as hell this weekend, but I say, when all this is over, we have an intimate dinner party over at my place in JC. Something small, 8 to 10 of our closest friends.
You'd be the only thing to get me to Jersey City.
Jordan took her hand with that kind of delicate shake and bow, almost like he was going to kiss a ring, and stopped just short of it.
Oh, and dear heart, I'm so terribly sorry to hear about your loss. I'll help you drink some of those blues away, okay?
Jordan chuckled. He hadn't been flirted with by someone so elegant in what felt like forever.
I'm trying to keep a clear head these days, but I'll definitely have some of the samples. I don't want anyone thinking I'm not actually helping Max when it's why I got this access badge.
Ty stepped back to his position behind the bar. Rochelle stayed off to the side of it since her job required for her to be seen as much as waiting on anyone. Jordan picked up one of the bachelor's vodka bottles on display and took a long look. "It came out really nice, Ty. Your people did a fine job."
"Couldn't have done it without your input. Are you ready for your first glass?"
"Not just yet. I'm going to hit the hors d'oeuvres in the other room, and I'll be back."
When Jordan finished examining the bottle, he put it back and told them he'd return later to see how they're doing. All of the bottles on display were ones with the fake college building that sported six columns, not four. Jordan didn't know for sure what it meant, but he kept feeling it was important.